Mugabe, who sees a bright future in the digital world, in Matuzio's new law firm, and in Richard Temple, ready to own his family home. Every first step counts. We believe in James Monga's growing agro dealership, in our homegrown businesses, big and small. Transportation, in construction, in mining, in manufacturing, in the energy sector. Every account, every transaction, every loan, every digital service. It's the strength of every Zambian who strives to keep growing. Zambic Bank, let's keep growing.
This time check is brought to you by Zambic Bank.
18 hours on Phoenix, time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Opposition MPs criticize President Ejelema for accusing the church of being against him. Technology and Science Minister calls for increased innovation despite limited budget support. And in global news, Thailand declares a state of emergency after devastating floods. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mogando. Opposition members of parliament have criticized President Hakainde Hichilema's remarks, suggesting that the church is against him because of his place of birth, calling the comments inappropriate. During a briefing this afternoon, a Lunte member of parliament, Mutotwe Kafuaya, says the president should refrain from introducing ethnic undertones in national discourse whenever various groups challenge his style of governance, noting that he was elected by 2.8 million citizens from all regions of the country. Mr. Kafuaya added that Zambians have rejected Bill 7, yet the president appears determined to push it forward despite public opposition.
I'd like to call upon the president to stop thinking of ethnicity in church. I have worshipped in many churches. I do not see ethnicity being projected. I think it was careless. I also think that the president just shouldn't project such kind of thoughts. It is irresponsible for him to talk in that fashion. I think that is very poor for President Hakainde Hichilema to continue thinking of himself in that fashion. Why do I say so? Just 4 years ago, the Zambian people gave him 2.8 million votes. And if people hate him because of where he comes from, why did they give him 2.8 million votes?
Meanwhile, Lukasha MP George Chisenga stated that the public expectations of leadership have remained consistent, arguing instead that it is the president who has deviated from his earlier commitments. He has described as disheartening the president's accusations to the church of attacking him, especially considering that he previously sought the church's support while in opposition.
And I think from the tone of his language and the speech that he gave to the nation, I drew the conclusion that maybe it is not the whole UPND which is piloting or which is, you know, pioneering the enactment of Bill 7. It is actually the president in his individual capacity. Because how can somebody be so angry with the whole nation? How can somebody be so angry with certain sections of the nation that he is able to voice out in a fashion that he voiced out? At the time when somebody wants to hear the president speak about unity, he chose to speak about division.
And Tonse Alliance Parliamentary Affairs Chairperson Brian Munduvile said the constitution belongs to the nation, not an individual, and that any proposed amendments must reflect the will of the people. Technology and Science Minister Felix Mutati has called for more innovation in technology and science, emphasizing that innovation always attracts funding. speaking at the Zambia Science Conference 2025 in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Mutati acknowledged that less funding in the national budget is allocated towards science and technology, but emphasizes that problem-solving innovations consistently receive support from various stakeholders. Mr. Mutati has urged Zambians to embrace innovation and has expressed confidence in innovations that solve global issues emanating from Zambia.
So we should use those global solutions in order to capitalize on resources. Whatever we do, colleagues, this country will not have enough money given the complexity of the problems that we have got to be able to put in R&D. What we call from you, colleagues, is let us be innovative. That is why you have got the word innovation in there. Yours is not just staying in the lab from 8 to 5 and cranking, which is important. Continue to crank. The innovation that you say, it's impact. You start with the knowledge from science and then you end and terminate with impact.
And Education Minister Douglas Yagalima has commended the Ministry of Technology and Science for its commitment towards research development.
On behalf of the Minister of Education, allow me to commend the Minister of Technology and Science and the National Science and Technology Council for its leadership and consistency in promoting science, technology and innovation across the country. As we go into this conference, I reaffirm the Minister of Education's unwavering commitment to nurturing a strong research and innovation culture throughout our education system.
Meanwhile, National Science and Technology Council Chief Executive Officer Mijelo Siakalima says the conference aims to foster dialogue and build resilience against pressing challenges that Zambia is facing. Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Myuna Mwanagambwe says government will continue supporting initiatives aimed at boosting the country's electricity generation as work begins on a 300-megawatt solar power plant in Chitambo District. Speaking during an inspection of initial site works in Chief Muchinka's chiefdom, Dr. Mwanagambwe says the New Dawn administration remains committed to expanding alternative energy sources to help address the current power deficit. He says the project is expected to produce 100 megawatts by June next year, with an additional 200 megawatts of clean energy set to be commissioned within 2 years. Dr. Mwanagambwe has highlighted that meeting these timelines will be vital in reducing pressure on the national grid.
If we manage to go this direction, 300 megawatts for us in a space of 2 years, fantastic. We support that to the hilt. Mr. Prasad, let's move as one.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be more than grateful if you work with district administration, the local authority, they'll guide you through all the processes. And where you meet the challenges, these are the leaders who manage those processes. We're grateful here that you intend also to construct some roads.
Yes, sir.
As it should be.
Yes, sir.
And we look forward to seeing those roads, quality roads.
Standard Chartered Bank Managing Director Sonny Zulu has emphasized the importance of leaders being humble and open to learning from their teams. Mr. Zulu notes that the absence of the spirit of Ubuntu is in most leaders is a concern. Speaking at the Ubuntu Baton book launch in Lusaka this afternoon, Mr. Zulu stressed that leaders must be ready to learn from anyone, regardless of their position, and that Ubuntu is about putting others first and avoid thinking they know it all. Mr. Zulu says leaders must be ready to learn from any person, stressing that Ubuntu is ageless and that it is about everyone.
Ubuntu is ageless. I am because you are. It is not only I am because those who are older than me are, or those who are more successful than me are, or those who are older. No, it's about everybody. The way we were raised in those communities where you sit around the fire, knowledge moves both ways. So it is important for us to be very humble. As leaders, if you think that you have all the knowledge, actually you don't. You need to be humble enough to be able to learn, even from the young ones. Humble enough to learn from your team.
Me- Meanwhile, author of the book, Professor Oscar Mwanga, disclosed that the book was inspired by the desire to make the coming generation better than